Hi, you're listening to Angelo Pizzotti, the gay man's therapist, and this is a short podcast on this week's Ask Angelo. All right, well, I'm back with more Ask Angelo advice with podcasts, and it's so exciting. Just so many requests for my podcast, just very unexpected. So we got a lot of time here. I haven't recorded since October, and I'm catching up now. So let's get to it. This one is on couples that don't have sex anymore, something I call gay deadbed. Probably the biggest reason that couples come and see me is that they're not having sex and they want to. This reader writes, "Dear Angelo, me and my long-term partner no longer have sex. I know lots of other gay couples in the same situation. Do you know why this happens?" Signed, Gay Deadbed. And I write, "Dear Gay Deadbed, based on my experience treating gay couples in perpetual singles, my take is that some gay men can get emotionally close to other gay men, but only up to a point. That point is the emotional threshold, where three intimacy walls, so to speak, merge into one big wall for each man. And these walls then become barriers to how close they can get to one another. These walls, or these three things that collide, number one is one's personal life story or fears of intimacy based upon what's happened to you in your life with people. Number two is internalized homophobia. How much have we bought into gay shame? And three is masculinity pressures. How much have we equated that being a real man means, you know, being less gay or more masculine or however you want to word it? So when you combine those three things, at that point, the men seemingly hit a wall that can stand indefinitely without proper intervention. And rather than cross the line and move more toward each other emotionally, which is the solution, the men may strongly assert their masculinity and move apart instead. Now, what's really going on is that gay shame and internalized homophobia and personal fears of intimacy and manhood issues are all coming to the surface in a relationship with another man. Things are really in their face, so to speak. And couples may begin to accentuate their masculine traits to counterbalance or compensate for their intimacy fears and buried shame of being unmanly, inadequate, too gay, feminine, or weak for being with another man. Now, as part of the man thing, the two men can battle for power and struggle for control. Competition, criticism, arguing, contempt, divisiveness, and emotional distance can emerge between them. And this may lead to the gay deadbed when the couple stops having sex altogether. It could also lead to cheating, perhaps an open relationship, but not for healthy reasons, an end in the relationship altogether, or not having relationships at all. So it's not uncommon for gay men, even in a couple, to act out because of the gay shame monster, playing the shame game of internalized homophobia, which divides them. Now, this can be true whether you're coupled or single, closeted or out. The problem, isolation and loneliness, persist until we're ready to deal with the learned shame in our hearts about being gay, love ourselves and our brothers just as we are, and realize that loving men doesn't mean we're feminine or weak. We have to live our lives on our own terms. You can learn more about this and how to solve it in my new book, which I'll be telling you about very shortly. So, you know, once again, it doesn't matter how out we are. It's not the shame in our heads, but rather the shame in our hearts that we have to heal. So the second question is about one partner really likes to shop. Originally, this was around Christmas time. But it can apply to anything, really, you know, when one partner wants to do something and the other doesn't want to do it. But the question actually is, "Dear Angelo, my partner loves Christmas shopping, and while I love my partner, I hate to shop. And how can I get out of it this year without starting World War III? So again, partner wants to do something, you don't, what do you do? Signed, Shopping Dilemma. I said, "Dear Shopping Dilemma, we live in a world where no two people are alike. As part of our ongoing commitment to our relationship, there are times that require compromise for our loved one. I say go and take your attention off the drudgery of shopping and instead focus on being in the magic of the holiday spirit that only comes once a year and spending time with the person that you love, doing something that makes them happy. There may be a time in the future when your partner doesn't want to accompany you somewhere. Then you can gently remind him of your holiday sacrifice. It's not tit for tat, but rather being flexible in the give and take of relationship. Strong winds uproot stiff trees. It's trees that can bend, like palm trees, that survive stormy winds best. So all the best to you. This is Ask Angelo. You can visit me at askangelo.com. Be sure to buy my new book, Straight Acting, Gay Men, Masculinity, and Finding True Love, available at barnesandnoble.com, amazon.com, and on my own website. That's all for now. I'm out.